Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony. Tony with all the details, Cincinnati.
What do you mean all the details?
I just know everything.
Why don't you do the, when you used to do like the alliteration, like Tony Two Nuts Cincinnati. Tony Tongue and Buttholes Cincinnati.
Not good enough for you?
All right, sorry. I had to get it off to just a...
It's got
to
be better, doesn't it?
What? Do better.
I've been here for 49 seconds.
Yeah, you have.
You just don't even let me fucking like...
Just walked in.
It's just like you just put a steak on the grill and then throw it right off into your mouth.
Man. I just let it moo.
But you don't even let it get to room temp.
No, I like starting right off the bat because I don't get to see you that often. Although I did see you kind of quite a bit this week, didn't I?
Yeah, that's fun.
Like three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hung out for like 40 seconds one time, but yeah.
Yeah.
So what's been new with you, dude? What's been going on? Did you quit your job?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you just been home?
Last 2 days, yeah. Yeah.
So, you can't collect unemployment, right?
Why would I want it?
You worked for like fucking 6 days.
I already backed up the Brinks truck, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you really... Wait, what's happening?
What?
Be honest with me. Did you really quit your job?
Yeah.
What are you doing for money?
I have fucking tons of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You just been saving?
Yeah, I just have like fucking like... Yeah, I got lots.
Wow, your weekly recommendations and rejections must be massive.
No, I've just been, you know, laying around depressed.
Wow, I can't believe you quit.
Yeah.
That is mind-blowing. So you have no job right now.
You could have just, you know, talked about that.
That's what I'm saying. But now the listeners know too, bro. They're all into it. That was like a real moment that we just had.
Yeah.
That's what I like about
I'm hoping this takes off.
We're starting a Patreon. We just released these episodes on it, but also on iTunes. We're like, well, we need to do listens, but we need money.
I mean, I've had like 5 fucking interviews. Like, I had 2 phone interviews today.
So, what'd you say when you quit? How'd that go down?
Oh, I was like, guys, I gotta go.
Oh, man.
You guys all suck.
Now you can talk about it. So, last week we spoke about, like, that creepy dude that you work with and how, like, the work environment sucks. Tony was a, what was your job title there?
Piece of shit.
Oh, okay. Just POS. Oh, there he goes.
Just a huge... It's a fucking...
What was the actual job title is what I'm asking?
Tech support agent.
Okay.
What it should have been called is fucking tech... programming computer science fucking mystery solver, because when people call in, it's for fucking crazy server system like issues on enterprise software,
and you knew nothing about it.
I don't even know what enterprise. I thought all software came in a box.
Is this what you're talking? Is this how you speak to them?
I looked at them and I was like, what is this bullshit? Why is your shit so shitty? And they're like, oh, we don't organically grow. I was like, what's up? They're like, oh, yeah, no, we're a company that just absorbs other small companies and takes all their customers and jams them into our software. I'm like, sick, wicked, dude.
Wow.
Yep. They bought a company called Condo Systems or something.
Okay.
And all they did, they were just like, well, we got to figure out how we're going to put all our customers on this now. Make it work.
Wow.
And now it's called a, you know, subsidiary of that
enterprise
software company. Yeah. So it's just like they just add on garbage to their wagon and then drag it like a corpse behind the wagon.
You were so excited for this job.
Because it wasn't fucking,
Does this
you know,
make you scared that you'll never be happy?
I mean, yeah, I'm always scared I'm never going to be happy. Hey, I applied to be a fucking woodworker.
That's cool. I think you'd actually enjoy that.
It's, yeah.
You'd be like, hey, can you solve this server issue? God damn it.
No, that's not me.
You throw a piece of wood, walk
well,
out.
No, the fucked up part is like while I was there, I solved like 3 people's iPhone issues. And they couldn't solve them. I did those just fine. But when they're like, hey, dude, do you mind writing some SQL code and then going into the Citrix server and checking on these 3 different database anomalies? I'm like, what? Me not know how to write or walk or talk. Me just big dumb monster. I'm going to take a sick day.
Which sick day did you take? Monday?
Yeah. I mean, I took
Monday,
2
Tuesday.
Sick days. Yeah.
Yeah, because Josie was like, I think Tony got fired or quit his job. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I saw his car there. I was like, Tuesday? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, maybe you just called off Tuesday instead of Monday.
Oh, no. I just kept calling off, and then I was like, I just can't do this. And they're like,
so when did you quit? Wednesday?
Yeah, I sent him an email Wednesday morning.
I saw you yesterday.
When?
Thursday, when you got that movie from me, Mission Impossible, Fallout.
Yeah.
You didn't, and then now you're bitching at me for bringing it up?
Oh, no, I'm not trying to bring it up.
Oh. You weren't even going to tell me?
No.
The first time Tony got laid off from Joanne's, we had just moved in with each other, and I got home from a shift, and Tony usually worked like a 9 to 5, and he was home at like 1, and I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, you know, just like half day. I'm like, what do you mean half day? You're like, we just all got half days. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, well, anyway, see ya. And then I'm smoking a cigarette outside, and he comes out, and like a kid that like actually broke something and like the parent knew. He's like, so they didn't really give everyone a half day.
They gave me no more days.
They gave me my whole life back.
All the days.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care because I have a lot of money, and like it's like,
that is good. That is
good. I have everything.
So you're not worried.
I could pay for everything till March.
So you're not worried at all?
No, okay, not good. Like that. But I'm bored and I'm depressed and I'm angry.
You seem angry.
Uh-huh.
Why are you angry?
Because it was just a shitty fucking thing that
but
I...
But now you're not in it.
Yeah, but now I'm also fucking like not doing much of anything. It's not like I can go outside and fucking like do productive shit. I'm around the house like, maybe I'll wash the sheets. Maybe I'll play Red Dead Redemption again. Hey, is that
you're a stay-at-home single dad?
No, it's fucking pathetic.
Well, why don't you do like woodworking and shit? Why don't you work in the garage? Too cold?
I mean, yeah, I do stuff around the house. Like, dude, all of our windows are fucking sealed up now, baby. Man, oh man,
double sealed.
Those fuckers are fucking tight.
So you're just getting like ripped and just wandering around the house aimlessly?
Just wandering around, just wondering why I'm alive. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all good.
Hey, but I mean, like, that's, I don't know, I would like the time off, like, because, yeah, you get to play Red Dead, you get to just chill, watch movies and shit. You've only been fired for 2 days, or quit, sorry.
Yeah.
And you're already like, it's so boring, I have nothing to do. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
You just feel, I don't know, there is, like, a fucking, like...
You feel guilty?
No, like, nah, fucking A, dude. They can rot, dude. That department was already fucked before I got there.
Yeah.
I didn't add any fucking value, but I didn't take anything away from them.
Well, you're like, me no talker, know how to dress myself. I can't do this. So obviously you're taking
it
away.
Like, they were like, dude, didn't you go to school for this? And I was like, what school? You guys didn't send me to a fucking school.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, like, do you know C++? I'm like, never met her. Who are you talking about?
You never heard of C++?
I know exactly what the fuck. It's a fucking programming language. I also don't know how to write SQL. I don't know how to do C++. I don't know how to fucking like troubleshoot fucking like operating systems on a PC. Going in and, dude, like you can hit shift and then right click and it gets you a whole other menu of shit. And I'm like, what is this bullshit? And like, oh, it's like dev options. I was like, cool. Why would we be
who's
in here?
Who's dev? Never met her. He's like, why does he keep saying that fucking
why
joke?
Would we have to be in here, man? I thought this was a fucking customer support like tech role. Like, oh, this isn't working. Oh, try restarting your computer.
Is it plugged in?
Well, also, I came from a place that had A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If you didn't have a problem, if you had a problem, it would follow.
Yeah, there's a process.
Every step was taken care of, no matter what. Not this place.
Okay.
They're literally like, oh, go ask that lone wolf. He knows that one skill. Go get that one sheet from that one person that once that had it.
It's like check Skyrim this missions.
Dude, it's so stupid.
First, you have to get her journal to see who she liked first and who could have killed her.
You're going to have to get a 2-2 upgrade to your fucking dexterity and intelligence to repair this one.
So, all right. So you're unemployed right now and you're just hanging out. And and then just not much, just depressed.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. I'm sorry. We can hang out more if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just hit me up.
Word.
Free a lot of nights.
I just plan on telling no one and just withering away.
Now everyone. Well, not everyone.
Oh, yeah, everyone. Yeah, because everyone I see listens to this shit.
So you're not sharing this episode, huh?
No.
I'm going to call it Tony's Fired. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Calm down. I'm kidding.
I'm about to set a fire down here.
Our hard work down here. Our hard work together. All right. So, I've just been playing a lot of Destiny 2 and watching movies. Did you hear about Celebrity Deathmatch being revived by MTV and Ice Cube?
Mm-hmm.
You probably know all the news. You want to give me the news?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been
Game
reading
Game of Thrones had an official trailer release.
Wait, the trailer came out?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What, did you miss a trailer?
Yeah, I did. I know. I sent Tony so many trailers. I'm like, hey, so I've been like watching trailers all day, so just try to go through these if you can. And I was like, he's going to be like, fuck this. I know you had all the time on your hands, though.
Mm-mm.
And you still didn't watch them.
Mm-mm. I was busy.
Wallowing.
No, pretty much just like, you know, networking.
Redo. Someone said that. They're like, you know, networking. They're like, that's something you say to your parents at Thanksgiving so they don't think you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, I'm like, I've been doing freelance networking.
Yeah, not getting paid. That's why it's free.
That's free, Lance.
Yeah, that's my buddy, Lance.
Nah, it's sweet. I still have a whole paycheck coming, so that's dope.
That is cool. Yeah. For nothing.
Yeah.
Well, your soul.
I wasn't really, like, yeah, I wasn't actively supporting anyone.
So tell me about this trailer, Tony.
Oh. So the Game of Thrones trailer came out. It's like 50 seconds, and it's pretty much just a fucking wooden board that shows all of Westeros, and then there's a fucking dragon made of wood, and then a lion, and a wolf, and the fucking dragon and the wolf get engulfed in ice, and then the lion starts to light on fire, and then those two things just collide into one another, and then it's like Game of Thrones. Relive everything before you watch it.
Watch all 60 hours again. So basically, it's the Lannisters are the lion, mm-hmm. Jon Snow's the wolf, and the dragon. I'm just kidding, Cersei. Yeah, Cersei. What's your name?
Khaleesi,
that's it. What was her name before? Because Khaleesi was given to her after she married the Cabal or whatever his name was. It wasn't Cabal.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Daenerys, that's it. Yeah, thank you. So the trailer was kind of dumb.
No, yeah, it was just a teaser. Just cheese.
So how'd you feel about the Avengers 4 trailer?
Boy, oh boy.
Our favorite
heroes are just crying their eyes out like little whiny bitches.
I mean, like, the most you get is Tony Stark, like, his suicide note, basically. Mm-hmm. About just to cut his life into pieces.
Just drifting off without Nebula.
Yeah, and then, but she's in the ship. They show
somewhere.
Her. In the ship, though, yeah.
Different ship.
I don't think so. I think it's the same one.
I did watch a trailer analysis. It's a different ship, dude.
How do you know? Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, they analyzed the different paneling.
All right, so all you get is basically like, hey, Hawkeye's in this. It's like, yeah, no shit.
We knew that.
So is Paul Rudd. Yeah, okay, so I guess in the Ultimate Comics,
he becomes like an assassin.
And his name's Ronan.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did watch the video on it? Mm-hmm. You didn't know that.
You're like, know all about
oh,
it.
Yeah, no, he becomes a chef. He kills the Yakuza.
Yeah, he's a real John Wick.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see Hawkeye, and then fucking, and then they're like, do you think this is going to work? And he's like, it has to, because I don't know what else to do. It's like, yeah, duh. We understand you got to save the world.
Oh, Endgame should just be called Last Mission for Cap.
Actually, I thought that was the only cool part was the title.
I also was like, well,
Avengers 4.
Somebody, you know, the end of the trailer is pretty kind of startling. Kind of makes you think a little like, well, what?
How, why?
Seeing Ant-Man.
Yeah, why?
Because Ant-Man's stuck in the quantum realm.
Well, duh, he gets out.
How's he get out?
Oh. I'm sorry. Now I understand why you're startled. How's he get out, Paul?
But how did he do it?
Tell me. I don't know. Do you?
That's just it. That's a real mystery. That's
I'm calling
real
the Russos brain. Now.
Everything else was sensible. His was like, oh, yeah, he's out of somehow. Course he's,
well, the quantum realm's probably going to be the thing that's like the backbone of how they fix the snap.
I don't know. Couldn't figure it out.
Did you see the Captain Marvel second trailer?
Sure did.
Dude, now that's a fucking trailer right there. I'm stoked for that movie.
She's dope as fuck, man. And then I already love Brie Larson, so.
I didn't. The only part that like kind of was like, oh, that's weird. It was like Nick Fury like petting the cat. Like, so oh, cute. Hey, kitty. Like, oh, I love you. I'll be back in a little bit. She's like, Fury, come on.
Come on, you big pussy.
Let's fucking do this. He's like, I don't know. I'm just Nick Fury. Maybe. I still got both eyes.
Get your pale lunch. Let's go.
Yeah. Slap on them boots, boy. Did you hear about the Sabrina Holiday special?
Nope.
December 14th, bro. They're cranking that shit out. Didn't that just come out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have the December 14th holiday special, and then they have a new season coming out in April.
Yeah, that's a real Doctor Who.
That to, like, produce or what? I don't know. I have a feeling that it might suffer from that, but who knows?
It was okay.
I'm excited. Did you watch the whole thing?
No.
Wow.
What I saw was okay.
Okay. I think you'd like it. It's very, like, evil.
Yeah, I like Satanism, but I also don't like it being like
there's
like
a lot of Satan.
Joked on.
There's a lot. Oh yeah, our Dark Lord. You don't do that.
Yeah,
His Infernal Majesty. You gonna make fucking jokes? Make light
oh,
of him?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm stoked for both those.
Your dishonor instead of your honor.
Yeah, that, like that. Oh,
cute,
you didn't
but
like,
corny.
I started. They actually have like the comic. I didn't know that it was based off of one. Mm. I mean, I think it says based off a graphic novel, but I found it's free on Comixology, so I tried to start reading it today. But my coworker legit talked to me forever. So I couldn't. Have you seen the Bumblebee trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Bumblebee Tuna. How do you feel?
I like old Optimus.
Yeah.
Classic Optimus.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Not like that. There's a lot of like, what's the fucking planet Cybertron. There's a lot of Cybertron in it, it looks like. Like, you see the war.
It looks sweet.
I was actually kind of impressed, too. I was like, this might actually be good. Is that Michael Bay doing it?
There's humans in it, and it's going to be corny, but if I get to see, like, the old real Transformers, that'd be fun.
Did you see the tape deck, dude?
I think so.
Yeah, no. Like, he's standing up, and his fucking chest opens. It's like a boombox front, and then the tape jumps out of him.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what he's called. It's like Feedback or some shit like that. I'm not like a huge Transformer geek, so I don't really know the names. Let's see, Bumblebee. I want to see if this is directed by Michael Bay. I bet he is exec producing. Definitely, right?
Something. Okay. It's got his Bumblebee in it.
Travis Knight? He is directing it. The guy that did Kubo?
Bruce's cousin?
Huh? Bruce
Knight? Dark Knight? Never mind. Bruce Wayne.
That was a good one. This is the one we'll be sending out to fucking everybody. You're so... Come on, man. Cheer up a little bit.
I was fine.
I'm just razzing you. I was fine until I got here. You're the fucking worst. Yeah, so he's only directed Kubo.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Well, then that's a good second movie for anyone.
Yeah, Bumblebee. Okay, so I finally watched the Pokemon Detective Pikachu. I could not be more stoked for a movie. That got me more hyped than the Avengers 4 trailer. No, Captain Marvel, I definitely want to see more than that. But, dude, like, how the Pokemon look and shit like that.
All furry.
And awesome. And, wait, you saw the whole trailer, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, they're with the mime at the end. That was amazing. That was incredible. That's based off a video game, I guess. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know there is a Pokemon Detective.
Oh, now he knows. Yeah.
It's Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, that's what this movie's called.
It's what the game's called, too.
Yeah, Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
It's going to be stupid as fuck.
What?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be bad?
Yeah.
It looks hilarious.
It's
going to
be like a fucking...
I laughed like 6 times.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be as bad as that fucking Mowgli movie that hit Netflix.
Yeah, so are we doing that for...
No.
No, we're not. Yeah, you're right. Did you pick Puka? No, you did pick Mowgli.
Yeah, but then you were like, pick one or the other.
Yeah, Puka or Mowgli.
Oh, I picked Puka.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
That Mowgli, that was directed by Andy Serkis.
It's rough, man. You seen the CGI on it?
Yeah. Well, what's weird is that it's like, didn't we just get Jungle Book like three seconds ago?
Just did. No point in it whatsoever.
No, it's so weird. And Andy Serkis is like, I'm directing it.
Why?
I don't think he sounds like that.
I don't know what he sounds like in real
life.
Like
Gollum.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought that was an odd thing. But I'm really excited for Pokemon Detective Pikachu. I think it looks really fun and funny.
All right. Well, hang on for that review.
Did you see Aquaman trailer 2?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what that
means. That's stupid.
Are you kidding me? That looks so dope. They put him in the fucking orange shirt and the green pants at the end?
I don't care about that. And that's going to be one action shot filled with a bunch of cheesy comedy and fucking machismo cocky shittiness.
When you saw the first show, you're like, this looks amazing. You were drooling
no,
and shit.
I was
yes,
not.
You were.
I had salt water coming out of my mouth,
yeah,
brine.
you were impressed. You're like, that looks fucking incredible.
Coral reefs in my eyes.
You thought it looked incredible. Now you're like, ooh, fuck it.
Nah.
Is that just your cynical outlook right now?
Dude, it's a dystopian world, man.
It's like the road.
Dude. Dude, I've been playing a lot of The Last of Us.
Oh, God.
It is real
sad. That's not
sad.
Good for you. That is
real
not good
sad.
For you.
Then I'll put on Mad Max.
Oh, jeez. Mad Max isn't
it's
bad.
Fun.
Yeah, they win, kind of.
Yeah.
At least. Aquaman trailer 2, I felt, looked fucking dope as hell.
I think that
Black
DC's
Manta
just
looks
pulling
so
its strings. And then they got fucking, what, Rubber Band Man that they have in works now? Or
what?
Rubber Man?
I read
there's another comic that DC's putting to production for a full-length film. And it's something like Rubber Band Man. Or like,
wild as a Taliban.
Or like Elastic Man.
Elastic Man is probably...
Elastic Man.
Probably it, not Rubber Band Man.
He's made out of rubber bands. He's a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
And that's how...
Are you sure it's not Stretch Armstrong?
Desperate they are. No.
Okay.
No, but they're just that desperate.
You know the director for Aquaman, James Wan, is that his name?
Yeah,
James Wan. Yeah.
I know him, yeah.
He wants to do a horror version of Batman.
That would be cool. James Wan does a lot of horror.
Yeah, like maybe Scarecrow or like fucking
that'd
something
be good.
Like that, yeah. The DC
Anyone
universe.
Anyone he fights could be evil.
What do you mean?
Batman, yeah. All his villains are kind of
dark,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're right. Did you see did I tell you to watch Attraction?
No.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure this is a foreign movie, but it's about like fucking these aliens that come to Earth and shit like that. It's about a takeover,
ooh,
basically. Dude, it looks dope. The CG looks sick too. But like, I was like watching the lips. I'm like, either this internet is balls bad or fucking like that. That's bad dubbing.
Attraction.
Yeah, you should check it out. Write that down, bro. Yeah,
hang on.
I watched the Godzilla trailer again. So good. I can't wait for that movie. The Possession of Hannah Grace.
Didn't watch this one.
Okay. God damn, bro.
It's been one, dickhead.
Nuh-uh, you didn't watch fucking Attraction. I might have not told you to do
that. You didn't tell me to do that.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, the Possession of Hannah Grace. This movie actually looks like a decent possession
from
movie.
From the studios that brought you all the Conjurings and the Possessions.
No,
the...
there was a douchey movie, though, that they fucking put up front. They're like, from the motherfuckers.
From Oculus.
Yeah, from Truth or Dare. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Did you see Truth or Dare yet?
No.
Oh, dude, you should watch it. It's crap, but I mean, like, it's like decent crap.
Dude, I got other stuff on the billboard, dude.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, like stuff that you're telling me to watch.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that looks decent for a possession movie. Okay, this one fucking got me. Because it says Leprechaun Returns, and I was like, there's no way that they're making another Leprechaun movie.
Yeah.
Sure fucking enough, they're making another Leprechaun
movie.
Sure are. Did you watch it?
No.
God damn it!
I've been busy.
Like, dude, one of the taglines is, because they go out to this house where, like, her mom used to live. It was, like, a fraternity. And they're trying to change it into, like, an eco-friendly place.
Yeah.
So they're putting, like, solar panels up. And they're like, by next year, we'll be fully solar-powered and getting all of our water from this weird-looking well. Guess what's in the fucking well,
dude? The fucking leprechaun.
The leprechaun. Mm. And when they are talking about, like, everything, this line comes up. It's like, going green hurts.
Going green.
And
hurts.
I was like, fuck, yes, I'm so in.
Is it going to release on like St. Paddy's Day?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's already on VHS only.
Oh.
It's, yeah,
I thought this was a big one.
No,
Pictures.
No, but it looks fucking funny. They're like, there's this little midget that loves money trying to kill us.
Get back here.
Yeah, dude, honestly, like, I was like, this is fucking sweet.
Leprechaun Returns.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It looks like it's going to be awesomely bad.
I think you just find it the same way I would.
What do you mean?
That's how I would have described it.
Okay. Fuck off.
It's like I was there.
Did you watch Holmes and Watson?
Yeah.
John C. Reilly and
that
fucking Will
funny.
Ferrell?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I was like, this is going to be terrible, but also awesome.
Oh, yeah. And all I want is another one of the regular old Sherlocks with Robert Downey and Jude Law.
I don't think they're going to make
it. Because I love those.
Yeah, Book of Shadows kind of did not do well.
That's
the first
a
one was so sick.
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah, the Book of Shadows was like not... I don't know. I liked it, but like it wasn't as good as the first one, I
thought.
Yeah,
it's a bummer. But, I mean, this is a totally different thing. It's funny.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So,
well, but he does that thing where he describes what would happen. And oh, man, it's funny. Check out the fucking...
Which must be written... Like, it must be in a book about Sherlock, because now two movies have taken that sort of...
I think that they're ripping off that one. I think it's a parody of that.
Oh, that's fun. Then that's
I'm
fun.
I'm pretty sure. Because I don't think that was ever existed in one before.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
That was
never read
that would be really
books.
Funny.
Because imagine
cool, detectives do that kind of thing where they're like they talk out a scene.
That's why I think they did it like that and show it in slow mo and stuff, and then show it sped up. But I think that like they wrote that for that movie. Because imagine reading that in a Sherlock Holmes book. How fucking boring would that be? Him talking it out and it's like not in slow motion because you're reading. That doesn't seem like it would translate.
And then it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then everything we just said, imagine it fast. All right. Next chapter. Mortal Engines. I watched this again.
Dude.
I'm stoked for this movie.
There's cities in the sky.
But I'm worried
underwater.
That it's going to be really shitty because it's so huge. They're trying to make like this massive story. And because trailer, I didn't even know what the fuck was happening. I'm not really sure. Like, they're like, that dude killed fucking the Matrix guy, the agent. Smith killed this girl's mom. She's mad at him. And then he runs London and the whole world. And there's this world killing device, city mm-hmm. killing device mm-hmm. that he owns and that she can stop.
Because that's why London's the most dangerous city, I guess.
That's the whole story.
Yep. Okay. Just Hugo Weaving killed someone and she's got to stop him. And, you know, he's like hell bent on maybe taking out other cities. Maybe he's been city killing.
Yeah. A little city killing.
Yeah. Because his is the most dangerous city. Because probably not because it's the. Because it doesn't seem like the most practical. The underwater city seems way more practical.
Yeah.
Driving on land, what if he gets to a big hill?
Uh-oh.
You know?
Uh-oh.
It's rough terrain.
They drive like tanks.
Yeah, but like, man, like a tank, dude.
I mean, I feel like a whole city could just go around the fucking mountain.
It is funny. Like, it looks like it's going to be the most unplausible machines ever
Fuck yeah.
seen on
Are you
screen.
Kidding me? Like, but I did like that like a little house went out one time. I was like, that's neat.
It's cute. The little guy's like pumping along.
Zip, zip, zip.
Put more wood in the furnace.
It looks like the RC car fucking from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Did you watch Axiom?
Axiom?
Yeah, AXIOM. So this is like a fucking, these people go to look for this girl's sister out in the woods, and this dude's like, drink this so they don't talk to you. And then like they drink it and they start kind of quasi tripping and seeing all these dead people. And there's this weird white dude with like mega long fingers. It's probably going to be trash, cool, but it looked kind of neat.
All right.
My last thing is, well, God of War won Game of the Year. That's pretty neat.
That is. Yeah. Good for you, God of War.
And from reading about that, I started reading into Anthem because they were like, Anthem fixes Destiny 2's every fucking problem. And I watched the gameplay of Anthem. I understand it's just the alpha, but like, I don't know if I'd like this. Like, they're like, I'm a fucking blah, 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 and I hover and just shoot people. And I'm like, okay, right on. Like, that's part of your team. Like, because they're in the open world part. And he's like, and I'm melee only fucking super fast robot man. And fucking, like, to kill one boss with a shield, it took him, like, fucking 45 minutes. I was like, Jesus Christ, these dudes are the developers and they suck. They're like, we're getting trolled. Actually, we're on the beginner's normal. I'm like, what?
I think Anthem...
It looks pretty.
It is very pretty. It's made by BioWare. It's the team that worked on Mass Effect.
EA as well.
Yeah. Those two always partner up.
That fucking sucks. EA has the worst goddamn shooting mechanics.
Yeah.
That's why Battlefront suffers so much. Did you hear that Battlefront? Did we talk about this last week? Or Star Wars is the next game is supposed to be... Excuse me. That was weird. Jesus. That was like a burp inside my throat.
Sounded like a weird snake hiss.
The Star Wars license are up for EA.
Oh, okay.
So
bye.
A new developer is getting it.
Good.
Imagine, Tony, we live in this world, right? In a world where they made a Star Wars game that fucking was like Destiny, where you create your own character and you get armor and stuff like that through looting.
Who's that, 343 Studios?
Who that does what?
Destiny.
Bungie.
Is it just Bungie?
Everything's like powered by Bungie.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Elastic Man Bungie. Yeah. Bungie's like that's a fucking Halo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it plays a lot like it. And the music sounds like it too. But yeah, so imagine that though. Like you create your own character type deal. You have three that you can choose from or whatever the fuck.
Oh, you got it all planned out.
Yeah, I'm basically make Destiny with Star Wars skin is what I'm saying. But then you could, like, all the bosses and shit are things that you're familiar with, but it plays like Destiny. I just want Destiny that's Star Wars. That's all I want. Oh,
okay. You just want skins on your Destiny.
Yeah, but then, like, written storylines that follow, like, fucking in between 3 and 4 or whatever the fuck. You could do the rogue.
God, wouldn't you get bored of killing, you know,
Stormtroopers? No.
Darth Sidious 150 times on missions?
Yeah, there is. You're right. That would happen a lot.
You're like, he's a pussy. I beat him.
Well, see, I don't know. Like, in Destiny 2, like, I don't really, like, play the same mission over and over and over again.
Do you have swords in Destiny?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. It's a power weapon, yeah.
All right. So you'd have lightsabers?
Fuck yeah. It's just a melee.
Yeah.
Don't be dumb.
I'm just saying. Okay. It's kind of a core mechanic in the Star Wars.
And it would be in there.
The people who make the Batman games should buy the Star Wars stuff.
That would be dope. Another Force Awakens type, not Force Unleashed type thing. That game, fucking,
like that.
That's like, dude, that game's like fine wine. It ages well. Actually, it's kind of clunky. But the second one's like
perfect.
It is
weird how things get clunky over time.
Oh, my God, yeah. You play a game from 3 years ago. You're like, Jesus, this is choppy and turd as fuck. First time you played it, you're like, oh, my God, we're living in the future.
This is the most crisp game ever made.
Yeah, and you play it now, and you're like, good Lord, I can barely turn. I played GoldenEye, and I felt fucking like I was blind.
Yeah, GoldenEye makes you feel like you have Tourette's.
So yeah, Anthem though. This looks neat. I'll probably rent it before I buy it because that seems like another deep dive.
I thought you were telling me to talk about Anthem because you were like, "This is what we'll play."
No, I want you to get Destiny 2, but I know you never will.
Probably not.
Yeah, I know. You got all that money.
Get it for me for Christmas.
And you got a lot of time on your hands now. Mm-hmm. We could play a lot together. Mm-hmm. You don't have bedtimes anymore. Damn, dude, you're like Kevin McAllister.
Not really. I go to bed around 10 every night.
What? Wake up at 5 a.m.
No, 6.
And then from 6 till 10 p.m., what are you doing? Like
just
I said.
Chores around the house, take the dog out, you know, hang out.
So, I mean, like this.
Look for jobs all day, dickhead. Stop bringing it up.
Have you seen any cool trailers? Any news on your front?
You're such a stupid piece of shit.
I'm sorry.
How many?
I'm a little high.
Paul lights are you in there?
Oh, just one. This is my second one.
Oh, just one. I don't even want to tell you my news.
You went fucking harsh, man.
Brian K. Vaughn, the guy who made Saga, signed a 3-year deal with Legendary.
Pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's to write original content or to do Saga, but
definitely to write original content. He doesn't own Saga, probably.
He does. He's the writer and creator. And
yeah, but I mean, like the company that publishes it. Probably. Wait, is it Image?
Mm-hmm.
It is Image. Then yeah, you're right. He does own it. Image is all writer or creator based.
Yeah, owning. It's awesome. So he can take all of his shit with him. Why the Last Man or Saga or whatever he wants.
True. Oh, he did Why the Last Man? Wasn't that a TV show?
It's supposed to be.
No, Kyle XY, my bad.
Yeah, Why the Last Man is trying to be produced, I think.
Everything's going to get produced, dude. We're just fucking filled with content.
Yep, I love it.
What other news you got, Dade?
What other news? Let me see.
What the fuck was that?
Shut up, I'm thinking. Nope, that's it.
All righty, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. We don't have a genre five, but Josie came up with a good one. Top five eulogies in movies. in your personal life.
Yeah, grandpa.
My dad gave
Uncle Tim.
Really solid one at my grandpappy's funeral.
Okay, top five eulogies.
Yeah, I was like, or we could do like top five funeral scenes, but top five eulogies I think will be kind of hard. I'm definitely going to Google that and then pick ones that I've seen. Not even so much the ones that I've liked. Yeah,
how do you spell eulogies?
E-U-L. E-G-Y or A-G-Y?
O-G-I-E-S.
Whoo! Well, yeah, but it's... Fuck you. There's eulogies. A Y if you don't...
No.
If you spell it singularly.
Fucked it up 10 times.
Okay.
10 times, you fucked.
9 times? What was that?
10 times?
It was because it was 10, because it's always like, 10 minute.
Oh, Confucius.
Oh. We're hitting the wall. Yeah. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections, Tony. What have you seen?
I watched fucking Kick-Ass.
Oh my god, I told you to.
Yeah, it's really good. It's fun.
Holds up, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you give it?
That's hilarious. It's like 8.5.
I'm about to say, it's like really near fun. Perfect.
Yeah. It's really, there's some sad stuff. Like,
what'd you think about the fucking Nicolas Cage death?
I mean, like,
Kryptonite activate! Do you remember that
it
shit?
It is horrifying.
He's saying the most random. I understand that. Oh,
he's saying code words for her to do moves. Yeah,
I understand.
Like helping her win the battle as he dies.
Child, I love you. His lips are all sunburned and shit. Well, they're burned.
Yeah, he looks like Pearl from Blade.
Yeah. Oh my god, Pearl! That's such a good reference.
I mean, it was. I guess
it's
just
over the fucking top. You got to admit.
It's ridiculously over the top. So is blowing someone up in a fucking microwave.
That's awesome.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing. And that lands
and he's
well.
Like, where is our cult?
Yeah.
Boom.
Bam. Damn it.
Fuck.
That movie, it's so brutal.
It's the only part that I don't care for. There are a few parts that I'm like, god damn, dude. Like, the whole kidnapping of Kick-Ass is just like, is a bummer. Like, them getting kidnapped, I'm like, good lord, this is the most horrifying way to kill two people.
What do you mean?
When they start airing it and like hitting them with baseball bats and shit for fun.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's good movie making. It invokes emotion.
Because I made it real sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I didn't get sad. I'm telling you, I got sad, bitch.
But you said you didn't like that part.
I didn't like it in my heart.
Right. No one likes to feel sad, but it was filmed well because it made you feel sad. Mm.
You know what I'm saying, right? Do you know what I'm saying, right? Not that I didn't care for it cinematically. I'm saying that like it affected me in a bad way.
Bummed you out. But you like this part in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really well done. Oh. That's why I got an 8.5.
Okay. Anything else you didn't like about it, prick?
Seeing a grown man punch a 12-year-old a bunch of times in the face kind of sucked.
That was insane, right?
In the end, he just like holds her head up and he's like, hey, pop. Hey, pop.
Have you read the comic?
I'm like, why is it so slow?
Have you read Kick-Ass?
Oh, I'm sure it's...
It's fucked up,
just
dude.
A fucked up piece. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. But I mean, like, they held really true to the... I want to watch Kick-Ass 2 now, and I know it's, like, I feel like it's not good, right?
Yeah, not good.
Jim Carrey's in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, Captain Awesome or Captain... I can't remember what it was. Captain Patriot.
Captain United States.
Yeah, it might have been, like, Captain United or Captain USA, but yeah. And he has the dog that's trained to only bite balls.
Yeah.
The German Shepherd.
Yeah, it's a little off the rails.
I watched this movie called Cover Versions. It's on Hulu right now.
Oh, okay. Cover versions.
Yeah, so it's about this band that's going to play this festival, and they like get into a house, and a girl ends up dying in a pool.
Oh shit!
But like the beginning scene of the movie is them being interrogated by a police officer. The female singer of the band is being interrogated. He's like, she's like, so wait, you think this is a murder? And he's like, just tell me what happened from the band until that night. But it goes through each member of the band, so there's four people. Yeah. So the story, like, changes a little, like, because they show you what they're saying. Like, she'll be wearing a different bathing suit, or, like, this will happen to a different person and stuff like that. It's really neat because you catch a lot of different things, and at the end when you hear the real story and how all those things are in there, but in no way how you thought they were. And then when you see the turn of the movie, you're like, wait, what the fuck? It was actually really cool.
It was a good turn?
Yeah, like, you're like, that's...
Like, Usual Suspects
fucking
good?
Crazy. Like, it blew your mind a little bit.
Like, Seven?
Like. Yeah. What's in the box? What's in the box?
It's not as that good. As Seven,
no, not many things are as good as Seven.
Yeah.
Even with Spacey in it. But one of our listeners, faithful listener, Robots Kills, told me that he was making a soundboard for us. One of the lines for him, so he could just play it randomly, like when he's like gaming and shit or some shit like that. One of the lines was our boy Spacey. I don't know when that we said that.
Our boy Spacey.
I think it was before the controversy.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, our boy Spacey.
That's really funny.
But yeah, so this movie cover versions is fucking, it's neat. It's worth a watch. It's like an hour and a half long. If you watch the trailer, it's like the first 10 minutes of the movie, so don't even bother with that. The explanation I gave you is basically the trailer.
I was watching a show that it's a comedy show, and this girl, someone makes a Seven reference.
Six. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was giving it.
A six, yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely worth a watch. Not a 6.57. Okay, fuck them. Go.
All right. So this, I'm watching. It's a show called New Girl.
Sure. Not a fan.
And she's like, someone makes a joke, and they're like, what's in the box? And she's like, you guys, I got to see this movie. You talk about it all the time. It sounds freaking hilarious. And the one dude's like, it is. You should go see it. And just like walks away. I was like, that's a really funny reference.
That
like,
is funny.
All she ever hears is them laughing about like, what's in the box?
Yeah, because that is like one
and
of the
assumes
most.
And assumes it's funny.
That is like one of the most like reference lines.
Yep.
Because everyone's like, I wonder what's in the box. What's in the box?
Yeah. I also watched Loving Vincent. And that is a movie that 200 painters hand painted each still.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. I remember
of
this.
Vincent Van Gogh's life. Well, of his death. Like, it's
how long
about
is it?
An hour and a half. He died from a gunshot wound to like the stomach.
Who shot him?
He like, well, it's listed as suicide technically, but there's a ton of controversy.
In the stomach?
Yeah, that's why. And
what a
like,
fucking dumb way
he made
to
his
go.
Way home. Like,
wasn't Van Gogh deaf? Didn't
he
cut
off
his ears?
One ear? Yeah. One ear. He wasn't deaf, though.
He's still here with the fucking...
Yeah, with the stub.
With the non-ear?
Yeah, with the stump.
Weird.
It's just a big hole.
Why did he do that?
Nah, he was bummed.
He probably killed himself. And he probably shot himself in the stomach so he'd suffer.
He got shot almost by the belly button, and it didn't go out of his body. So a lot of people think that it was a scuff with like someone who was on the ground shot him.
Yeah.
Because there were these people around town, these like... teenagers. He was like 37 when he died.
37,
yeah,
in a row.
And well, no, what? Oh, dicks suck. Sorry, oops. So many Kevin Smith references.
That was
keep
one.
On my toes.
That
keep on my
one.
Toes.
That was one.
There's gonna be one later. There's gonna be one later. Think about the test of Tony or the movie of the week. I don't know which it is.
Oh, Phantoms like a motherfucker. Yeah. There it is, number two. Yeah, but Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms. Go ahead. Sorry. You brought that upon yourself.
Oh, Loving Vincent. Oh, there's a lot of skepticism to ruling it a suicide when he died just because it straight up looks like a murder. And there were people that were threatening other villagers with their gun all day.
God, villagers. Could you imagine?
I know.
Could you imagine being a fucking villager? I mean, like almost getting shit tossed on you from someone's top window because that's how they used to do things back in the day. Like just walking down the street like, I can't believe I'm a fucking villager. And just bam, pile of shit piss hits you.
How's your daughter? Died of typhoid fever.
Yeah. Died of a cough. I don't know.
Had a sniffle?
I'm pretty
dead
sure she had a cold.
Day.
Yeah. And fucking died.
Oh, what was the temp in the house? 24?
Yeah. God, you're getting old. Yeah, I know. 31. Yeah, it's like fucking Logan's
31
Run.
Winters. Yeah. 31. Ice cold winters.
Yeah.
We can't don't have the money to walk south.
Can't believe we're fucking still alive. God, this time sucks.
It's 1880. Fuck everything.
Yeah, I really hate this. People are like, we're burning people because we think they're witches right now.
Yeah.
And I eat moldy bread sometimes.
Yeah, I have... the rats are so prevalent, it actually causes plagues.
Prevalent? What's prevalent?
Like, they're so around. Prevalent?
Are you looking it up? It's not prevalent.
Prevalent.
Prevalent, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
These rats are so prevalent.
You know what I meant.
I know, I'm sorry.
And you'll never watch this because it's an artistic film that's beautifully painted.
Wow, just fucking sock me in the nuts, why don't you? Because you say prevalent.
Shut
that's
up.
The name of the episode. Prevalent. Fuck you. Flips the table.
Tony quits. That's a title.
There you go. I told you I was going to name it that.
Oh, no, the podcast.
Oh, right on.
In parentheses.
Gotcha. Last one.
I'm going to roll.
Roll a joint.
What?
I'm just kidding. All right. I watched, what do you give Taking Vincent? What was it called? Making
Loving.
Vincent?
Loving.
fucking Vincent?
Like a 7 out of 10. It's really pretty to watch, but it's not
kinda boring.
Rewatchable. Yeah.
Did you give it a 7? Yeah. It must be really pretty.
It's very pretty.
Because, I mean,
it's one of the most talented things I've ever seen on screen.
Sounds boring. It's kind of like the Incubus Drive video, because that was cool.
It's that with full color. So Van Gogh's chunky
move?
Art. Yeah, the characters
okay.
move all
I
the time.
I thought when you said 250 artists did it and they did all the stills for it, I thought you meant like it's just, and you said it was
no,
an hour
no.
and a half, and I was like, wait, 250
no,
artists, an hour and a half?
All of them
it?
Did hundreds of paintings.
I understand now. So it looks like animation.
Yeah, but it looks like his chunky style of painting.
Dude, Drive was dope, though, right?
Yeah, Drive's a cool video, dude. Brandon Boyd, dude.
Dude, fucking sick song, too.
Yeah, dude.
We sing it.
I hate when you put it on, because I'm like, oh, cool, hardest song ever.
Oh, it's so good. And you sing it well, dude.
You should put on Pavarotti next.
All right, maybe I will. You would fucking reference that, Pavarotti, motherfucker. I finished The Strain.
Oh.
Dude, fucking such a good show. You finished it, right?
No.
What season did you drop off on?
One.
Okay.
I was watching it on FX at my parents' when it first aired.
Oh, right on. Dude, I'm telling you right now, this show is so up your alley, it's fucking crazy. Because, like, it's vampires.
Yeah.
There's a fucking vampire hunter that is a vampire named Quinlan, which is a dope name.
Yep.
Ephraim's a cool name. You like the names in general. Yeah. I know there's no Deacon Frost, but, like, they get close.
Close enough.
The fucking vampires are dope as hell, but you knew that. The storyline is really good, and they actually, like, they don't do that thing to where they build up to what's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the first season basically builds up into what's going to be awesome, and the next three seasons are that. It's incredible. I think like a 9. This show is so good.
Where do you watch this show?
Hulu.
Okay.
All of it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 though. It's dude, you will fucking be head over heels.
All right, cool.
Fett is amazing. That was your favorite guy, the Russian. Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah.
And like, dude, they take you for the whole fucking story arc, man. Like, you really get, like, you feel satisfied when the show ends. It doesn't feel like wrapped or like canceled early.
Yeah. It's a real Peaky Blinders.
It's solid. I never watched the last season.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it, so I need to get like a previously on.
No fucking fighting.
Yeah, you fucking love Tommy.
Dude, Tommy's awesome. Yeah. No,
Cillian Murphy's so good.
He's just a very talented actor.
I could watch him in Peaky Blinders for
God, what's his brother? John? The older brother?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think it's John.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with like the fucking super undercut. And that's like always drinking and doing coke and fucking
He's
up.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's amazing, yeah. And fucking Tom Hardy in that show is awesome. We didn't watch that. Go ahead.
Yep. It's nothing to do with anything. I watched Mission Impossible Fallout. This is the 94th Fallout.
Me too.
Mission Impossible. They got a real small, tight crew in this one.
Yeah, well, you always do.
Well, no randos in this one. You got only the vets. You only have people from other movies. Not like, randomly, here's Hawkeye. Randomly, here's an Asian girl.
Right, but
these are all people you've seen at least once.
Yes.
Back again.
Yeah.
Which is rare for
Correct.
Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Which is nice. They didn't need new elements.
It was okay.
They also had the same villain.
Yes. Well, and kind of added
kind of a new one.
Spoilers,
there
Henry Cavill.
Were some great scenes.
Henry Cavill is the reason this movie rocks.
There were some real good scenes of action.
But do you
I don't
like,
give two fucks about any of it.
About the plot? Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, the plot was like super convoluted.
Oh, it gives me
for
a
no
fucking,
reason.
It makes me feel like I'm too smart to be in the room when they're talking. They're like, so, the syndicate has been torn down, Ethan. Now, there's a new form of bad guys, the apostles.
Yeah.
Let me put on the screen the faces, but we don't know their faces.
But,
I'm like, I hate you. What is this, a video game intro?
But that's what I felt too. Yeah, it felt very like I was like the,
dude,
the
I'm
exposition.
Playing,
I'm like,
I'm
Jesus.
Playing. Oh god, what's that fucking game we played? The double
Army
the
of two
Army of Two. like Army of Two.
That shit did like hand feed you the storyline. Like, so now you're going to go here because this guy is bad and you want to kill him.
Get him for your country.
But what's weird is that they make the fucking speech so hard to understand. Not that part. But like, maybe I'm just so bored by it, but I was rewinding it. Like, wait, what the fuck did they just say? Because I'm like, I don't even know. And then, like, I like break it down. I'm like, they literally could have said like a 2-word sentence instead of that fucking like paragraph.
Yeah. Also,
they make it overly complicated for no reason. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this plot's like super linear and easy to understand.
Also, every character being annoyed at Ethan Hunt for being an Ethan Hunt kind of guy,
yeah,
is just really overplayed. Everyone hates that guy.
You know what I hated about this movie? Mm. Do you remember the like the parachute scene?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't need to have parachute time in the air.
No, don't care about that. That's fine by me. I don't even care. The fact that, like, fucking we spent 10 minutes in the air while he's trying to save Henry Cavill's life, it's a 10-minute part of the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, he's struggling and shit. He takes off his own oxygen mask, puts it on him. After Henry Cavill fucking ripped his out on the airplane, he's like, I'm doing it, fuck you. And then he gets struck by lightning. And then fucking Ethan Hunt, saves his life, gives him his oxygen, fucking almost kills himself landing on that steeple.
Yep.
And then Cavill, like, comes in, lands, like, all suave. And he was passed out the last time he saw him.
It was very strange.
Yeah. No. And then he goes, and then he just goes, like, hey, and taps his oxygen tank. And then they go on about it. I'm like, why the fuck did you make this seem like the most intense scene ever? Like, they were going to have a bond. And then the dude makes, like, some crap joke. I was like, this is the laziest fucking writing I've ever. It made me irate.
He really was like, he literally was like, Lost your oxygen?
Yeah, tapped his oxygen tank that Ethan gave him.
Yeah.
Dude, it made no sense, and it made me fucking angry at the movie.
You were supposed to laugh at, like, the lackadaisical fucking, like...
Like, I was like, fuck you.
Wow. Was he aware or unaware?
That's what I don't know. In either way, fuck you.
If you didn't realize you had passed out and got hit by lightning...
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, how did I get all the way down here? Better pull my chute and land like a badass.
And we're a prick... And pulled the oxygen tank in an open plane.
Like, it looked like that was the part of his turn. For a second, like, oh, he's killing him right there. Then he saves his life, and then maybe they... I did not... Oh, I hated it.
It was a very strange part. Some of the other parts are just, you know, like...
The action scenes are incredible.
They spoon-feed you everything. Like, saying, like, I'm gonna kill your little awkward... he says something along the lines of, like, he's no threat to anyone. I'm gonna go kill him. Mm. And then the person becomes a threat by picking up a gun or punching when you don't expect it. Yeah. Like, people are honestly annoyed by Ethan as much as they are happy he's there. Everyone in the film kind of is just sick of his shit.
Yep.
They're like, wow, again? God, I don't know if I can trust you. Are you a double agent?
Yeah.
God damn it, man.
That part.
God damn you.
I almost wished, because, like, when we were watching it, Josie and this is a little bit of a spoiler. She's like, well, who do you think, Lark? Mm-hmm. Who do you think Lark is? That's, like, the main baddie that they keep talking about that's trying to fucking blow up a nuclear bomb so that religions don't exist anymore? Is that what it was?
It's, like, pure anarchy. It, like, takes down the establishments.
Takes down all the religions that keep us all in check or some shit like that. Anyways, it's basically like angels and demons. Everything feels like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, what was I saying? I'm sorry, I just fucking hit a pothole.
About Lark.
Okay, so Lark. So they kind of make you think that it's Ethan. Tom Cruise. And I immediately was like, well, it's probably Henry Cavill, because they build the movie as them being villains.
This new guy who's just kind of in the background of every scene.
And, like, kind of like being like, well, what if Ethan did this? And I'm like, I think he's doing that and just trying to, like...
Like, who's giving her that info?
That Scooby-Doo type thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, I was like, this is...
Not me.
This is, like, not good writing.
No.
Like, I really saw this coming.
He's like, I'm right here in plain sight. I'm like, yeah. My eyes are wide open there, Henry Cavill.
No, it's like, but you think it's Ethan Hunt, right?
You know who else I wish got their due was that goddamn Asian dude in the bathroom. He could have fucking killed everyone in the bathroom if it was a fair fight.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Lark?
Dude, they throw him away.
They think that was Lark at the time. He was like the body double, but it was Henry Cavill.
Yeah, that hired that dude.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was strange, but I'm like, that dude literally pulverized both of them and got shot in the head by a random person.
That was the scene where fucking Henry... Cox's arms, like they're fucking guns.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Which is cool.
That bathroom scene was dope.
Oh, yeah. That's a fantastic fight scene.
The fucking helicopter scene was sick.
He does like half that shit.
I know. It's insane. He's so old.
It's so dumb.
There's parts of that when he's like fucking like literally gripping for his life and he looks like it because he's old as hell now.
Dude, when he falls down, there's a part where he's climbing a rope. There's a package hanging from a helicopter and at the bottom is like a fucking package and he's on a rope. He climbs up at the top of a 50-foot rope, and he's like, come on, come on. Ah! And he's like, ah, fuck, you gotta go up there again.
Yeah, no.
It literally like clips to him back up again.
Grabs
like,
a hold of the fucking thing 50 feet down that would have pulled both of his arms right out of the sockets.
God damn it.
What killed me was there's this one scene where they like fucking grab them from like a, they're like, we need a fucking transport or some shit. And they go down the sewer into the boat. Did you notice how long that scene was with them just like, and it's just like playing like Mission Impossible music?
No, oh yeah, they're just floating through the canal.
Floating. I was like, it's a nice looking shot, but like not for this long. And it's like them parking the boat. I'm like, why the fuck did we need this scene? No. Have them land and then like, can't believe we got you from fucking Simon Pegg. He phones the whole fucking movie in. And then fucking, and then you're turning around and then they're coming up to the shore and then getting off. Why did we need to see them floating?
That's crazy.
And that movie was like 2.5 hours long, dude. Like there's so much unneeded shit.
I pressed pause and I was like, dude, I might go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The movie's really watchable because of the action scenes, but in so many parts, it really fell short. I think, what's your favorite Mission Impossible? First one?
Yeah.
I think mine might be the third one.
Yeah, I think the first one is, it's a totally different kind of movie, though.
With Philip Seymour Hoffman, I feel like they nailed that one, though.
That one's really, that's probably my second favorite. Like,
the first one's so cut and dry. It is incredible, though, don't get me wrong, but it's very cut and dry. The third one felt more espionages, and the fucking villain was amazing, the third one, obviously.
Yeah.
Got a girlfriend. Gonna find her. Gonna hurt her. God, he's so good. All right. Well, so yeah, MI5. What do you give it?
5.
Yeah, I'd say 5 as well.
MI5 gets a 5.
I watched Christopher Robin.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to get Tony to watch it. He wasn't into it. This movie is so magical and exactly what you... Honestly, dude,
it's just so magical.
I was enthralled by it. Like, 'cause, like, dude, the characters look so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like... You see micro strands of yarn. Like, that's how much fucking money they put into this movie. It looks so expensive. It's crazy.
Did it do good?
I have no idea. But probably did, like, decent or, like, fine.
You think Mary Poppins is going to do good?
No. I, like, everyone's, like, talking shit about the movie, too. I haven't seen a trailer of you.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Well, I mean, I've seen clips of her Mary Poppins. I'm like, she looks just like her.
But yeah, but are they redoing the first one?
I don't think so.
Does this take place after?
No, I don't think so.
So it's going to be new hit songs?
It's Returns. It's Mary Poppins Returns. It's the name of the movie.
Returning, man.
Dude, well, at least it's not fucking Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory 2, which was actually... You know what I'm saying? Like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was a remake of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
I'm glad.
Do you know what the name
Mary
of the book
Poppins
was?
Is not Mary Poppins.
Do you know what the name of the book is?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they took that name and they said that they were like more true to the book and make it terrifying with fucking Johnny Depp.
It's nightmare fuel, and the other one is perfect.
Yeah.
I love the first. The original.
You get nothing.
Yeah.
You drink fizzy lifting fluid and you get nothing. I don't know why that's
you're a crook.
Yeah.
That's all you are. You're a crook. Good day, sir. Good day.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
they fire off in the fucking elevator.
Gene Wilder's amazing.
There's this one time Tony and I were in a friend's like enclosed front porch and there was just beer cans all lined against like the fucking windowsill and ashtrays, there's cigarettes everywhere.
That was a horrible.
It looks
nightmare.
Like a party house.
Yeah.
And Tony's singing like, if you want to view paradise. And then like I had like a close up on him and then I panned out. And he's like, take a look around and view it. And I'm going through all the beer bottles.
Like, look at us. We're in heaven.
Yeah. That was the same day that you were doing something else, like underneath your blanket or some shit, singing a song. I can't remember what it was.
Probably, dude. I'm a real rascal.
But yeah, Christopher Robin, though, dude. Everything that Pooh says could be on a gravestone. It could be a tattoo.
Aww.
It could be a fucking on a blanket.
Well, he's a sweet baby.
It could be written on someone's wall, like laugh, love, whatever.
I think if Cat Paul could talk, he'd be like that.
Oh, no. No, this dude's like, no, Cat Paul, like, you guys got any more food?
Excuse me. You think he's a little,
He is looking thinner.
A little retarded?
No. Ah, yeah, kind of.
Just like a fat, like,
yeah, just
what,
all
Long
think,
Islander?
All he thinks about is food. Yeah, for sure.
But he likes cuddles, too.
Gotta poop. And then just, like, runs downstairs.
He would say loving things to you.
Yeah, probably. Like, man, I really like it when you don't touch my belly.
But touch, just rub my head. I'm drooling.
Yeah. Oh, he does drool. It's weird.
I'm drooling.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's definitely just
he's
like,
cool, dude. He's cool.
If
you say another bad word about him,
I love him, dude.
God.
I love him. Christopher Robin, though, I highly recommend it. Super watchable. I give it a 7.58. Like, it's, dude, it's like mainlining stuff. And like I said, everything that Pooh says, you, like, I mean, I want to, like, memorize everything.
Yeah.
Even the line from the trailer, like, people say nothing is impossible. I do nothing every day.
Is that at Family Video?
Yeah, I fucking had it
hey,
for you.
Hey, I know. I don't
Could've
care.
Rented it.
Well, I was thinking for Courtney.
She probably would. Well, I don't know. How? What? She's 20, like in her mid-20s. Does she know Pooh Bear?
What the fuck are you thinking? She lived on Mars?
Well, no. I mean, was she like watching it a lot? Because we didn't have much to watch.
Didn't watch a lot of Pooh, but I like Pooh and Tigger and fucking Eeyore. Like, I know those fucking people. Piglet.
This one dude wrote a movie for Disney.
What's his face is the dumbest character is the boy.
Christopher Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never really liked it when he was in it. They didn't do the beaver, though, the one that like had that weird like whistle after every S. Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember that used to make me so mad when I was a kid.
You know who else I like in like movies like that is the rabbit from Bambi.
Oh, Thumper?
Very unique. Yeah, very unique voice.
Thumper, yeah. Yeah, I like Thumper, yeah. And it was a cool
Thumper's
voice.
Thumper's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So Christopher Robin, yeah, highly recommend it. Like I said, dude, it just looks incredible. And it's so... You're like, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But like the end of the movie, like, I don't know, it kind of comes out of left field and it rocks. Like, you're like, that's, I don't know, it makes you feel good, dude.
You
I just felt great.
Maybe I should rent it.
It's, yeah, you need it.
Maybe I should rent it.
More than anything, honestly.
Stop listening to Dashboard Confessional
and rent it. Oh, God. Hands on this was the remember. Just crying. Your lips are good.
I have watched a lot of fucking Tenacious D, like little clips and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks so wild right now, too. Him
Jack
and
Black?
Kyle Gass, yeah.
What does he look like now? Like the mutton chops?
Well, he's gotten, now it's a full beard down
is
to about
white?
Here, but it goes all out. It's half
white,
gray on the cheeks,
yeah, yeah.
Black on the bottom. He looks like a fucking lunatic.
Have you seen the fucking, their iTunes with them on the motorcycle?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, yeah, you gotta check this out. This is fucking awesome. But you basically described what he looks like. Hang on a second.
Let's see what we got here.
Right there. It's like them riding away from the apocalypse.
It's that,
yeah.
But give that 2 months of growth.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's
I'm serious.
Awesome.
Like, it's just fucking, he's just wild bearded. And
so
Kyle Gass's is huge.
So you like the new album, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I'm just a lonely robot.
They do a nice thing for the world.
Oh my God, yeah, they really. I listened to Pick of Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I kind of wonder if like I should rewatch
like
the movie.
Kickapoo and like
yeah.
Tribute.
No, Tribute's on the first record.
Oh no, the song that is the greatest song in the world.
Oh, right on, the one that they play for the devil.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, I feel like I want to watch the movie again because that like I listened to all their albums in one shift one time.
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck. And Apocalypto twice.
That's a lot of fucking monologuing.
I don't know. I love the skits. Like, it just felt good. And, like, to see the progression from the whole record.
I think
the
City
first
Hall is
dumb.
One of the best songs I've...
Oh, for sure. Dude. But the first record's, like, all just dumb, like, karate.
Yeah. Fuck her gently. Yeah, like...
But, like, the karate skit and shit like that. Like...
Oh.
Like, how about I hit you with one of these? Yeah! Like, that type
going
of
through
shit.
The drive-thru?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to watch my weight. I'm trying to watch my figure. Take a half Coke, half Diet Coke. You're like, well, you want Coca-Cola or you want Diet Coke? And he's like, pour half of the Diet Coke out and fill up the rest with Coca-Cola.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah. Do you want any pickles with that? And then like, he's like, how much money do you have? And it's like one less. He's like, cancel the last two things on the order, which was Kyle's. Oh, man, that shit's so good. Yeah. And they did the yeah. Bring,
bring. It's ridiculous.
What else do you see?
Last thing I saw besides our stuff was Nacho Libre.
Anaconda Squeeze.
Dude, I told Courtney, she's like, I never understood how much you reference this film on a daily basis.
Yeah, you do.
Dude.
It is weird because like I remember watching, I'm like, I was a huge fan of Jack Black and I watched that. And I think it was like before I understood what was, my comedy was a little bit lower than it was is now. And like that movie is actually really good.
It's so fucking clever. Like, he's so good in that character. It's
yeah.
Silly. Like, maybe they think you're floozy. She's like, Nacho, what is, or what is it? What is his name? Fuck.
Does it start with a P?
I always forget because I just call him...
Nacho.
Call him Nacho. But yeah, they call him whatever his name is a bunch. He's like, I hate all the orphans.
They call him Nacho on IMDb.
World. Oh, cool. Encarnacio or something like that. No, Encarnacio is her name because he sings a song about her.
Yeah.
He's like, he talks about it, he's like, I used a leaf to wipe my tears. But like the line before it was something that rhymed with ass.
what the fuck are you saying?
He sang a song, so he's like, I was in the grass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I used the leaf to wipe my tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would have gone with ass.
Right, right, right. That's classic Billy Matt. No, fucking Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
He does that type of shit with his songs. Right. Bob told me that like his fucking like special's amazing.
Did you watch it? I got about 7 minutes in, and then I was like,
whoa,
man, I just gotta watch anything else.
Why am I wasting my time?
I could literally watch the fucking pause screen for a game. I'm not into fucking like big theatrics too, and that's a big show he's doing.
Yeah, that's what
he's got all kinds of horse shit going on.
Mm, fair enough.
But I also don't like Adam Sandler's voice and face, so it's hard to start it.
Well, that would probably be two big factors in not liking his special.
Bingo.
So wait, what did you just see? What did you just say?
Nacho.
Oh yeah, what do you give it? 10?
10, yeah.
That's insane. I don't know if I go that high. I've been watching the Goldbergs again. I started watching the show when it first came out.
Goldbergs is funny.
Dude, it's incredible. Like, when he's talking about, he's like, I just want to grab fucking blah, blah, blah's boobs. And then he looks back and she's just staring at him like, what? It's like vulgar as hell.
Dude, that kid is crazy funny.
He's so good. And then they reference this point and he's like, you're out of my will. They took the grandpa's keys away. And he's walking out and he yells to his mom, you're out of my will. And she looks confused. And then they pan back to him. He's like, whatever that means. And just keeps walking. The show's amazing. Barry is my fucking favorite. That's the middle brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he is so good. Stop filming me. Like, the chemistry between those are fucking perfect.
Brian Callen plays the coach at the school.
See, like, I got
the short shorts.
I got six episodes in.
Oh, okay.
And then I stopped watching it because I stopped downloading or something like that.
I don't know when he came onto the show, but they almost did a whole spinoff just for him.
Wow. Well, and Dan Fogel.
Yeah, Fogler.
Fogler, is that it? I always get it wrong. I'm like, Fogelstein. Yeah. But the guy from fucking Balls of Fury and Fantastic Beasts, he's in it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that either. Fucking love him.
He's fucking awesome.
He's so funny.
He's in Fantastic Beasts, right? Same
guy?
I
said, yeah.
I thought you said Balls of Fury.
Balls of Fury, Fantastic Beasts.
I didn't listen after that.
Right now.
Sorry.
I love Balls of Fury, too. I'm going to Disneyland.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. When he's walking with the fucking, the GPS in his ass.
I mean, quid pro quo, each to their own, you know?
Oh, man, I really want to do that as a fucking test of sanity. We'll do it this
week.
That's
not what quid pro quo means. But
yeah, well, fucking... What'd you call it?
Vis-a-vis, you know?
Yeah, prevalent.
All to their own, you know. Roll the dice. Get snake eyes.
Okay. That's all for my weekly recommendations.
Same here.
Okay, cool. It's up in the test of tyranny. We watched Starship Troopers.
This one, I was on the fence. I might have hated it this time.
Borderline a perfect movie. I'm not even kidding.
This movie, I guess...
It's almost like Team America with real people.
I guess it's almost like people hate on it to a degree.
How? How do you hate on this? It's perfect.
Because I guess it's really... got some weird hard politic views in it. And I was like, well, yeah, that it's totalitarian and that you serve, then you get the privileges of citizenship.
Yes.
Then it shows you aliens and the greatest, one of the best looking sci-fi films. It's ridiculously good looking.
The CGI holds up so well.
It's stupid.
I wonder how much this movie costs. Because I look at it and I'm like, this looks like they spent money.
Bodies getting cut up in better view than in AAA movies that came out last year.
I agree.
Better, gorier, more on the fucking edge of your seat action. Oh, man, it's fucking awesome.
Rico.
Dude, Rico.
What's...
from Buenos Aires.
What are they, Rico's...
Roughnecks.
Roughnecks 2.0.
And then Radcheck's Roughnecks.
Yeah, Radcheck's was the first one.
Listen, here's my critique.
All right, go for it. Hit me.
These 37-year-old high schoolers...
Oh my God, I know, dude.
Dude, Neil Patrick Harris, the guy who plays Rico, Carmen, and Diz, the four main people, they're all in their 30s in this film. They don't even shave the day of, or...
Rico did. Rico is very clean.
Dude... Rico tried real hard to get that hair off that face.
Dude, production budget, $105 million, and that's
incredible.
In 1997.
It's incredible.
How much was Jurassic Park?
Dude, you know they made three of them?
No, five.
No.
Yeah.
None of them follow anywhere near the budget or the story or the original.
I think Jurassic Park. I think the...
Third one has Rico in it.
Yeah, but say he comes back.
But yeah, it's like all based in one room.
Okay, this is mind-blowing. How much do you think Jurassic Park cost?
80? 63. Holy shit.
How much do you think? I just told you. 105.
That's incredible.
And it was 3 years later.
You know, people still use the props from that film. Because there were so many of them.
Dude, I was about to say, like, watching the soldiers and shit like that, yep. Like, that's before they CGI'd extras. Yep.
They literally had hundreds of
Did you notice
everything.
That Josie pointed this out. I've never seen this before in my life. There's a girl standing, like, right when Rico becomes Rico's Roughnecks or whatever, and he's, like, yelling at everyone.
Yeah.
There's a girl standing there with the only outfit in the whole movie that doesn't look like the regular outfits.
Is it black?
It's black with netting.
Oh, no.
And she's standing in the front row. It's like, why the fuck did you put, or why didn't you give that to someone that's like not being seen? Same color and everything like that, but it's netting. So odd. And it looks so different.
Wow.
And it's right in the front of the screen. I was like, that has to be some like producer's like niece.
Never saw it.
Yeah. But yeah, this movie is incredible. Fuck anyone that thinks of politics
also,
or anything like that.
It's a part of my adolescence.
Oh, it's the nostalgia for me, for
it's,
sure.
It's a part of my adolescence for many reasons.
I used to have all the Micro Machines.
Dude, I used to draw fucking arachnids a lot.
Dude, fucking, I love the part. I love the, like, learn more here. Like, click here to learn more. Like, it's
so clear. Do you want to learn more?
It's
and
so,
it takes you somewhere else. It's so
and,
smart.
And they show, like, the mouse clicking and shit like that. Like, it's way good. It had another one of those moments, though, where she's turning the ship and almost hits the thing. I was like, damn, that's just like Galaxy Quest.
Bingo.
But goddamn, dude, this movie's so good and it holds up so well.
It looks also like... All the sci-fi gear looks as cool as like Halo, like or like Aliens. Like this
it looks
shit
like Halo.
Looks crazy awesome.
Yeah, it's so good, man. Like, and Hank from fucking Breaking Bad's in it.
It's such Gary a cool Busey's species. Son. Like the species itself hurling their spore into space and,
from asteroids, just hurling asteroids into space at Earth.
So dope. Like fuck you guys. Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, I absolutely. This is like a 10 for me.
Also.
So
this was a sexy moment for me in film, too, because I got this
the
film.
Shower scene?
Well, no, not the shower scene. Diz in the tent.
Oh, yeah, where
she
has
popped
the fucking...
her boobies out, and I probably messed up the VHS.
Yeah, she had her... I thought it was weird. He kept her shirt over her eyes.
And kissed her lips, and she's like, where's your...
It's like a reverse Spider-Man.
I know, I was like, it's a stupid way to kiss.
Yeah.
But I never really made it that far into the, you know, I pressed play. And
only if you knew that she showed her tits in fucking Devil's Advocate.
Yeah. Dude, Devil's Advocate's got a lot of tit.
Yeah, a lot of tit.
A lot of tit, dude.
Ten titties out of
no,
ten titties
just,
on
I,
that
I
one.
Was very attracted to Diz in the movie, and I was very, I was also very heartbroken that he liked Carmen over Diz.
And Carmen was such a cunt, no
such
offense.
A cunt. Dude, just like her and her Starfleet fucking, she just does the flying, MI does
and
the dying.
Dude, she's fucking like hitting on everything that moves
while dude.
Johnny's around. She's
wow,
like,
is that a
Johnny,
pair of wings?
Johnny, I love you. Why would you be weirded out? You're like, I don't know, you just, I fucked that dude right in front of me.
Yeah, and
after,
then she's like, here's an email. Look at this planet. I'm not coming home.
Dude, that was
fuck
weird.
You.
It was like a presentation. Oh, that was so odd. But the one
hey,
part,
tell him I'll come down there.
Did you know the did you see like the Bacta tank he was in? Like the floating healing solution that was green instead of blue. I was like, oh, that's something we've seen before.
It looked great though. The wound looked like it was floating in water and something was fixing all the tissue.
It's crazy. I have no qualms. And not only that, the practical to CGI actually worked better than I think like Jurassic Park did. There wasn't as much of a difference.
Oh, it's so good.
It's
and
way good.
All of that shit had to be CGI for the most part. Little stuff, they like thorns going through people could be like practical. But for the most part, they had giant aliens everywhere.
Yeah.
Or giant ships flying everywhere.
Oh, I was talking about when they show like an alien CGI and then they go to a practical version of it.
Oh.
Like when it like goes through his leg, the bite is CGI, and then you turn around and he's holding like the actual prop.
Yeah, and picking it up out. Also, just one thing. In the future, I guess humans can withstand...
Penetrating wounds.
Penetrating wounds that are as big as, you know, KFC buckets.
Yeah, because Carmen gets stabbed through the arm, and she's walking away smiling.
Oh, she's smiling and high-fiving. She puts her arms around the two guys, and she has a hole as big as my fucking ankle
through
her
shoulder
arm.
Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the like the whole thing. And probably the rib
cage.
It
looks like someone took a fucking paper towel roll and just shoved it through her.
And not only that, it's the side with the heart on it.
All kinds of stuff in there to fuck up. Especially you can't lift your arm, all muscles ripped.
Oh, yeah, gone. Yeah, that was funny.
He gets a fucking leg wound that is...
the size of a bowling ball.
It literally was hanging on by two threads of skin on either side.
Yeah.
People get stabbed, apparently, 4 times and get a slice down the middle of their chest and don't die. Yep. Like, people get their arms melted off.
Yeah.
And they're fine.
We were watching the one
and they're all 49 years old.
Everyone is so... Oh, my God. Like it reminded me of Spider-Man, the first one.
I think they wanted it to feel more mature, like to feel like these people were harder than they are.
It was 1997, and that's like when Zach Morris looked like he was 30 and still in high school.
Dude.
Because he was.
It was the weirdest... it's the other dude. The fucking guy on the flight team that he hates.
Oh, he looked old as hell.
Holy shit. I was like, dude, his gray hairs are everywhere.
Dude, like, he's the one playing football with him and shit like that, and he's supposedly in high school. And I'm like, this dude is, like, legit. Like, he's a narc. My dad.
He's a fucking narc. Yeah, he's literally like, want to have a catch after the game? Like, holy shit, dad's out there playing again.
Yeah, I'm not coaching these days.
Dude, that actor's got to be 64 right now.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So funny.
But yeah,
it's so good.
It is. What do you give it?
Oh, I give it a 9.5. Nice. Like, it's. I've watched that movie probably 20 times in my life.
I think I might have seen it more. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's hop into movie of the week. We watched Phantoms like a motherfucker.
Dude.
So, this probably has one of the coolest storylines for a movie.
Oh, and, my God.
And it's the writing. Like, if a movie deserves a remake, I think it's this one.
This movie comes in so subtle with such shitty acting. And I'm kind of like, oh boy, I might be out of the game of watching this before it even starts, because Rose McGowan is
awful.
Doing nothing. The other girl, doing nothing.
Like, is she the one that came out about Harvey Weinstein?
Oh,
wasn't she the first one?
Oh, about allegations?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know who made that movie?
Who? Harvey?
Yeah, that was
Harvey. Depressed her on set, because
was a dimension film. I'm just saying that, like, maybe she was like, yeah, I'll blow you if I can be in this movie, and he's like, go for it.
Sure thing.
Not her, sorry. He probably pressured her and then fucking made her feel bad. Now he's a
Because she
shit.
Was a big thing back then, too.
Not at that age, I don't think. Because I remember the first thing that I remember her in was that fucking wrestling movie with Macho Man, like fucking, oh, god damn it.
What?
There was a wrestling movie about two guys. It was like knocked
Ready
out.
Ready to Rumble?
Ready to Rumble. She was in that. She was the girlfriend.
I thought she had some young roles, though. No. Because I know she was in Doom Generation when she was like 17. And she was a kid actor, though.
She was?
Wasn't she in like fucking, oh God. Just look her up as I'm babbling.
Ready to Rumble in 2000. Jawbreaker, 1999.
That's what I mean, like Jawbreaker era.
Phantoms, 1998. Kiss and Tell, Nowhere, Going All the Way, Lewis and Clark, Scream. Fuck, I forgot about
that. Oh, she was in Scream.
1996, okay. Yeah, you're right, she was. And she was in Biodome.
So she was...
Encino Man.
She was hot, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So she was a... Dude, did nothing in this film. In those films you just mentioned, she was awesome.
Yeah, and she's trash in this movie. It's weird.
And
Affleck's kind of trash.
Affleck is kind of trash, and Liev Schreiber is by far my most intriguing actor.
That's a weird role.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Now, let me
ask you this. Did I miss something? Is he a rapist?
I don't know.
Is
that's
he a child rapist or a corpse raper?
It made no sense, because he kept seeing, like, you want to see something? And he would just laugh maniacally.
He would laugh. He's a cop with Ben Affleck in a town where everyone's, like, either disappeared completely or just, like, frozen dead.
Yeah.
And no one knows what's going on, and shit's just sort of eerie. And this dude's over here like, I think about to suck a titty on a corpse.
Yeah, he is.
In a room, and this guy's like, hey,
Affleck,
what are you looking for, clues, bro?
Yeah.
And he's like, yep, clues.
Well, and he starts laughing all creepy, and then Affleck's like, right on, we'll keep looking for clues.
He knows that he's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, is this a movie where these two are actually like, broke out prisoners in cop uniforms? Did I miss that they're actually like someone else?
You've seen Phantoms though, right?
I have.
This
long
is the first time I've seen it. And wow. But okay.
I forgot there wasn't a twist with Liev Schreiber to merit his crazy character.
Yeah.
He's funny and shit. Like, he does crazy shit compared to every other actor.
Agreed.
He's more enjoyable than every other actor.
For sure.
Because of his zaniness. Well, or when he's like, baby, don't hurt me. Like, when he cut him in half and shit.
Yeah, more so, like, you're like, what the fuck is this fuck up gonna say?
I don't know what his thing is.
Yeah, it was weird.
He seemed like a really rapey necro...
Yeah, no,
necro
you're
sex
spot
dude.
On.
Yeah.
Affleck, though, I mean, like...
Oh, man, what a nothing man.
He really phoned this motherfucker in.
The doctor dude. The fantasy writer or
Not
whatever.
Not that great either.
He was probably the most enjoyable because...
No,
I love what he was saying.
I'm about to say, yeah,
he said cool shit.
Yeah, he basically spoke for the monster. So it's about like this like ancient monster. Like, I'll spoil it because you don't want to watch.
Super
it.
Dope.
You don't want to watch.
Premise,
Phantoms.
Man.
Yeah, so it's like this ancient being that has like fed on every organism ever, but like it's like this thing they call it like a what's it's a worm. It's called like a lane worm or something like that. But what happens is they can teach this worm. This is the same premise for Swamp Thing, by the way, with Alan Moore. Oh. So like this worm, you can teach it a maze, cut it up into like 9 bits, have the other worms eat it. They know how to do that maze the first try.
Yeah, it gains they gain the knowledge. Collective knowledge. Yeah,
and that's exactly what this like tar oil thing is.
Yeah,
is that it? Like it eats people, and then it thinks that it became the devil because that's what they were scared of.
Yeah, so it said, like, hail me, speak of me.
Right, like, yeah, like, you will be witness to this miracle. So
which seems so awesome and demonic.
It's so sick, and that's what I'm saying, like, the fucking premise is perfect.
Oh, it's fucking unreal. It's a Dean Kuntz novel, too.
And even, that makes sense. But the shots that they're trying to do were going to be so sick, but, like, I mean, that movie's kind of trash, right?
Okay, it's not trash all
the
way.
It's trash.
Every action scene reminded me of almost like the fucking way like The Thing looked during action scenes.
No, there was parts that I
there
will
was
agree.
Some cool practical.
Yeah, I agree. The Leaf Schreiber moment that you were just talking about, that was dope.
That was dope. Also, there's another moment that really blew me away, and it's not so much practical. It was the fucking it had to be. It was when the fucking it was in the church. Like three fucking like hands come out and throw people to walls.
No, that was
like
CGI.
You see the whole shot and they stay on the wall, then drag down and then stand up, like with holes in their heads.
Pretty sure
like,
that was CGI.
It looked fucking cool.
The
man.
Hands, the people were real. Yeah, you're right.
There was also like I was genuinely like this is some of the coolest imagery on screen is when there are three like fucking hazmat people with holes in their faces and they have just like black tar under
again.
So tight.
It is. But, like, when you say it.
I thought the people looked... Well, no, like, them opening their mouth. Like,
it looked shitty, right? It was just
man,
like...
Man, I don't think I hated on it hard.
But, like, all right.
I think I was like, this is fine.
No, okay, it's like the tightest...
I was a little high.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's the tightest premise with, like, the coolest, like...
Some
possible
cool stuff.
Shots that you could have in a movie. Like, everything about it's perfect. If they remade that movie shot for shot right now...
so good.
Imagine how good it would be.
Oh, it'd be... It'd be probably one of my favorite like
just take out that crap ass fucking like acting and shit like that, but keep the exact same thing. You could even make the same lines, just have different actors do them because obviously like
with more acting,
anything. Oh my god, everyone felt like they were dead. Like Ben Affleck's like, so you're telling me that this thing's gonna kill it if we inject it? He's like, unless one nucleus can get away, then maybe not. He's like, I wanted you to say yes.
Dang it.
Change scene. I'm like, fuck this, dude. It was so boring. Anytime they talked.
Oh, no. Every time they talked,
except
I was
for
like,
Leaf. You're right.
Leaf said just the weird shit to make you think, like, what the fuck
He's
is
a
he?
Fucking psychopath.
No, I give this thing like a 6 out of 10. It's not like I'm watching it next month.
I'll give it a 5 because
I loved all the mythos.
Perfect. The premise is perfect. I won't rewatch it, but I hope they remake it.
So you don't agree with he was the bomb in Phantoms?
Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms. Phantoms like a motherfucker. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, well, he wasn't.
He wasn't. Okay.
No. This is no Goodwill Hunting.
You heard it here. Yeah.
This is no
this
fucking,
isn't his best work.
Yeah, this isn't fucking what? Gone Baby Gone.
Maybe I'll watch Reindeer Games.
I saw that's on Hulu.
I know.
And I was like, dang, I've never seen that either. And they referenced that in fucking Clerks, so I should probably watch it. all right. So next week we're going to do Tessa Tony. This is a rough one. I can't believe you agreed to this. Terminator Salvation.
How dare you, sir?
What?
How dare you?
What do you mean?
Don't come in with these low expectations of Terminator Salvation.
I actually kind of enjoy the film. She thinks it's an abomination. I thought you did, too.
I think it's one of the best in the franchise. Oh. 3 can suck it. It can eat my ass crack.
Yeah, Rise.
Yeah,
Rise
of the Machines.
Is
Salvation's right
shit.
After that.
Yeah.
It fucking... It
wait,
more...
wait. Are you sure? Salvation's 4?
Yeah.
What's 5? Genesis?
I think it was 4, and then they kind of gave up for a while.
No,
to Genesis.
And then Genesis came out, and they kind of like retconned everything with the time travel.
Dude,
what's Salvation for?
Oh, no. I know for a fact. I'm not going to shit talk on this movie. I know I love it.
Fucking Batman, there's that like famous clip of him freaking out on that guy that was like,
on
the lights.
Set, yeah.
Well, fuck you.
This movie is...
No.
This movie's awesome.
That's what I thought too, right?
It's incredible. There's mechs that have other machines in them, like the motorcycles, and there's everything connects to one another.
Yeah,
it's
like
the HK ships have mechs in them that drop out.
Josie's gonna be so angry,
dude. It's It's incredible. You see where he gets his scar?
Yeah, so what do you do? Like, 2, 1, 3, or 4? That's your Transformer or fucking Terminator?
Yeah, I would do 2, 1, 4, 5, 3.
That's probably what I would do, too. I don't know. I rewatched Genesis not that long ago because I rewatched like all of them except for Salvation and Rise. So we watched 1, 2, 5.
Yeah.
And it actually does kind of like make that franchise cool.
Oh, no. I enjoy Genesis.
But like, I feel like 4, like, I was like, damn, this looks dope as fuck.
It's incredible.
That's one of the only ones without like Arnold, like, prevalent.
There is an Arnold in it, but it's just the CGI, first model of something.
But he's not prevalent.
But it shows a like a T-600.
Yeah.
Like, before him. It's a clunkier version. Yep. Dude, it does all this stuff, like, natural progression of, like, machines building all better right, machines. All right,
Put your fucking just nothing saying, everywhere.
Just saying, man. I don't know if it's going to be a test of Tony. It's more going to be, like, a fucking pleasure of Tony.
Yeah, fucking come all over me. Oh, I thought you were going to fucking keep going. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I just think everyone was bitching because Linda Hamilton didn't come back for it. And they were hoping
she's coming
she
back
did.
For the next one. So,
dude, just crushed the shit.
Strap the fuck in. All right, so movie of the week, we're doing Pooka?
Sure.
All right. It was between Mowgli and Pooka. And
what is Pooka? Give me the premise. What's
it
look
Hulu.
Like?
I don't know. It's like a fucking horror Christmas movie. It looks fun.
Okay.
Or we could do Tragedy Girls. That looks kind of fun, too.
Nah, Pooka sounds better.
Tragedy Girls looks decent. I think you'd like it.
Dookie.
All right. No, Pooka.
Love you.
I love you, too. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.